I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. A key vote in the Senate today has Vermont poised to become the fifth state in the country to require employers to provide paid sick leave. The compromise package is the result of years of advocacy by proponents of the measure. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, some business groups are still wary of the plan.
Early Tuesday afternoon, shortly after the full Senate gave preliminary approval to a bill requiring paid sick leave, Governor Peter Shumlin got a call from the senior advisor to President Barack Obama. Valerie Jarrett wanted to congratulate Shumlin on passage of the legislation and to thank Vermont for instituting at the state level a benefit that her boss has been unable to mandate nationwide.
I think it's a great bill, and I can't believe there's too many Vermonters who think folks should go to work sick.
Shumlin might be correct on that last count, but not everyone agrees that a legislative mandate is the best way to accomplish it. The bill would require employers to provide at least 3 days of paid sick leave a year beginning in 2018. In 2019, the number ratchets up to 5 days annually. Analysts for the legislature's Joint Fiscal Office estimate the mandate will cost businesses as much as $11 million in added labor costs annually when it's fully instituted. Jim Harrison is the executive director of the Vermont Retail and Grocers Association.
What does that mean? Where does that come from? Does that mean consumers pay higher prices? Does that mean some employment is cut back? Does that mean hours are reduced? Those are all scenarios that very real potential, and it disproportionately impacts the smallest businesses in the state.
Rutland Senator Kevin Mullen is the Republican chairman of the Senate committee that spent the first month of the 2016 session working on the bill. Mullen says the Senate version of the legislation includes several nods to employer concerns. It doesn't apply to temporary or seasonal workers, for example, and employees who work less than 18 hours a week aren't eligible for the benefit. Mullen says ensuring sick leave for some of the 60,000 Vermont workers who don't currently receive it will have financial benefits for employers as well.
Those benefits include reduced employee turnover, the cost of productivity losses as a result of payment to ill workers who underperform while on the job, reduced spread of contagious diseases, reduced emergency room use, and other health-related benefits.
During a 75-minute debate on the Senate floor, Windsor County Senator Dick McCormick, a Democrat, says he's fielded calls from concerned constituents.
They're saying, yes, if the state insists that this right be guaranteed, then the state should pay for it. And I would invite a response to this.
Washington Senator Anthony Polina, a progressive Democrat, said lawmakers are invoking the same worker rights principles that gave rise to 40-hour work weeks and workplace safety laws.
I think that paid sick leave is simply another step in that tradition, and I appreciate the work the committee has done to make it happen.
The Senate will hold a final vote on the bill Wednesday. The legislation then heads back to the House, which passed a similar version of the bill last year. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.